Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon. Today I want to talk about the physiological processes affected by the plant density and nitrogen stress. And as the main point and the presentation objective is to try to better understand the physiological mechanisms that are involved in uptake dynamics. So what I'm saying in uptake dynamics, we need to consider the timing, allocation, and quantities. And we will be focused on an individual maize plant, so in a per plant basis. And mainly, in all the presentation, we will see interactions between the plant density and the end rate factors. As the materials methods, the experiment is split plot design. This kind of experiment was performed at two locations, north central and northwestern Indiana, during 3 years, 2009, 2010, and 2011. As you can see over there, we have three main factors. The first factor was the main treatment, the hybrid. We had two levels. Second factor were allocated to sub-treatments was plant density with three levels, a suboptimal plant density, 54,000 plants per hectare, a medium density of 79,000 plants per hectare, and a high density of 14,000 plants per hectare. And then as a third factor, we have the sub-treatment, that was the end rate, again with three levels, mainly no nitrogen situations, a medium rate of 112 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and a high rate of nitrogen, that was 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Basically, we are doing several physiological measurements, so this is just a partial list, and you need to believe in me. We have just a few ones, and I will focus the presentation mainly in the ones that are put in bold, so the leaf area multiple times, mainly the leaf and stem ratio in different phenological stages, the leaf and grain content and dry matter and end uptake, and in the potential kernel number and the grain components, so kernel number and weight. As a main point, but to be clear, is that we were ranging our yields in all these 3 years from 4 tons in the situations that we were having a high density without nitrogen till 17 tons in the situations with low medium density with a highest end rate. So the presentation will be just focused and just going to straight to the results in the interaction between the plant density and end rate, mainly because in all the situations, in all the parameters that we were evaluating, we didn't have any kind of effect of the hybrid and or any kind of interaction effect. So you will see mainly in all the situations here the interaction between the nitrogen rate and the plant density. One of the first points that I want to highlight here is that if you see the dry matter and allocation and the partitioning between the leaf and stem ratio, so here I'm presenting at the specific stage during the vegetative period, B15 stage, you will have in the y-axis the nitrogen rate going from 0 to 224, and in the x-axis the plant density going from 54 to 104. One of the things that you can see over here is that all the isolines are representing the leaf and stem dry matter ratio for this case. So we are moving from 0.5 leaf and stem ratio to 0.6 when we are increasing plant density to the highest one. But if we show the same picture for the end content, you will see in this case exactly the same graph that the direction of the trend is quite different. So we have an effect of both here, the end rate and the plant density, and we are moving from 1.1 to 1.9. So the effect is, in relative terms, is higher as compared with the dry matter. And another point that we need to highlight is on the stress situations, all these conditions over here. So we can see that the strategy of the plant is to allocate more nitrogen to the leaf. And in relative terms, we have more allocation of nitrogen to the leaves compared to the dry matter. So one of the things that I want to highlight, another point following this, the previous one, is that if we see the per plant and uptake rate from planting time to B15, so all the capability of the plant to uptake and accumulate nitrogen is in some way related to the canopy specific leaf nitrogen. So it's the ratio between the leaf and nitrogen and the leaf frame index at that time. As we can show over here is that you will see in the red points are the situations without nitrogen. We have blue points with 112 kilograms of nitrogen and then yellow points with a 224, so it's the highest end rate. Then the circle points are the low plant density, squares medium plant density, and diamonds are the high plant density. Mainly under really low plant uptake levels, and I was showing here with an arrow, it seems that the leaf component is a really a proportional stronger sink for the end allocation as compared to the stem. And that point I can highlight using this second graph over here, and you will see there is a correlation between the stem and uptake at the V15 stage and the ER growth rate, and the ER growth rate calculated as a difference in the ER biomass by the R3 stage minus the ER biomass by the V15 stage. That we will call from now on the critical period. So what you can see over here is that in some way the excessive allocation of nitrogen to the leaf is working in some way in detriment of the concentration in nitrogen in the stem. And in some way the stem end content is the one that is really reflecting the range in treatment responses. If we can see dry matter partition, and we will focus on the coefficients of the partition in dry matter and N, from B15 to R3, you will see here in the first graph that I have in the y-axis the ER growth rate during the critical period, and in the x-axis the plant growth rate, again during the critical period, from B15 to R3. So all the treatments, and all you will see all symbols and colors, are correlated and in the same slope. So what we are saying here is that the partitioning coefficient of dry matter is not really changing. It's quite constant. If we have a similar situation, but right now for nitrogen, what you can see here is that if we have in the x-axis the plant and uptake rate during the same period, and in the y-axis the ER and allocation rate, we have a situation of a linearity till one point that we can draw probably a threshold point in which it's not really so correlated to the plant uptake and start to have a plateau. So as we increase or the plant increases in some way in the plant uptake rate, you will not see any kind of correlation with an increase in the ER and allocation rate. Again, one of the points I want to highlight over here is that, okay, the main effects of the density and N rates are related to the kernel number. But one of the things that we were measuring is the potential kernel number. And when you start to see all the numbers that I'm presenting over here, I will follow the same colors. Red colors are for non-nitrogen situations. And then we have this group of this low density, and then medium density, and then high density. You will see that red colors, the potential kernel number is going down as the plant density increases, but the effect is minor. So the main effect of these treatments are more related to the effect on the kernel establishment. If we observe, for example, here the correlation between the final kernel number and the potential kernel number, you will see, for example, in the treatments that are highly stressed, the one situations with no nitrogen and high plant density, I will focus here in this red bar, the kernel abortion, so total number of kernels are aborted post-silking period is close to 60%, and that's why that's probably the main thing that is making a difference here. If we try to find some physiological basis for that kind of process or result, we can probably use this kind of figure that I'm presenting in here, and it's in some way the correlation between the ER and allocation rate with the kernel number per plant. So in this case, I can use ERN allocation rate or ER growth rate, so both carbon and nitrogen, and the result is exactly the same. So we have kind of a linear plateau function, and we can easily here show a kind of threshold. So and we can say, for example, here from 3 milligrams of nitrogen in a rate basis, that below that point, you will see that in some way, all the time that we are not allocating nitrogen or dry matter to the ER is affecting, and is affecting in really a severe way, the kernel number per plant. Finally, and this is probably a topic that we will discuss later, one of the things I was calculating is in some way the plant and uptake during the reproductive stage, plant and uptake rate from R1 to R6. And we plot that situation in the y-axis with the ER demand. And the ER demand was calculated or estimated as the kernel number per plant multiplied by the kernel growth rate. So the kernel growth rate was calculated as the growth rate between R3 and the R6 period. And the kernel number per plant, of course, is the final achievement at the R6 period. As you can see over here, we obtain a really straight correlation between these two factors. One of the potential conclusions will be that probably the plan uptake after seeking is in some way mainly governed by the ear demand. And if we want to say something about the points, you will see that here we have in those blue and yellow circles are related to situations of low density with medium and high end. And we will say, because we are expressing everything in plan basis, that we have a greatest ER demand that occurs for those treatments, and they are mainly correlated with larger kernels and more kernels per plant. So as a conclusion, mainly under plant density and N-stress situations, it seems that these genotypes prioritize the location of N to the leaf. I would say that presumably to sustain the photosynthesis process, but we have some measurements. And this kind of preferential N allocation to the leaves occurs in some way in detriment of the N concentration in the stem organ. As I was showing in some of the graphs, we were seeing that the dry matter and N partitioning indices were mainly unaffected by the the treatments that we were imposing, the different N rates and plant densities. If we take a look to the potential kernel number, we were seeing really slight or minor effects of the densities and N rate treatments. But main differences, and mainly between treatments, was more correlated to the final or the kernel establishment process. So the final kernel number was the one that was largely affected by density and the N rate. The last point I want to highlight is that was the previous slide I was showing is that in the ear N uptake and the ear N uptake in some way during the grain filling was really highly correlated to the kernel number and the size. In some ways, when I'm saying size, is related to the kernel growth rate. And that's what we call the zinc strength. That's why this will probably open a question later about the source of zinc play. I mean, which one will be the one that is playing the game in the uptake after seeking. But this is the correlation that we were finding for these kind of genotypes. So with all that, I want to really thank all the source of funding for this research, Dower Sciences, and mainly was the main sponsor for that research. I want to send my appreciation to my advisor, Dr. Tony Vine, and I will open for questions.